Realty Nation. It's your host, Abhi Gohar. Welcome to the Think Realty podcast. Now, every now and then you get a cool little guest and you get a cool little conversation going, which leads to some big ideas, which leads to a transformative experience in your real estate investing game. If you're a rental investor and you're thinking, well, how can I quickly and easily verify my tenants, pre-screen my tenants before they become my tenants? Yeah, that's the conversation we're having today. And many of you might just do a background check. Is that enough? No, it's not enough. And you probably know that. And maybe you have a system. Well, today we're talking to Rentify, and that's gonna be a really cool conversation, because you're gonna learn all the things that you might not be doing that you should be doing pre-screening your tenants, because that's the name of the game, right? The last thing that you wanna do is churn your tenants over because you forgot to do something. You forgot to check a background. You forgot to see how much money they were making. You forgot to check a whole bunch of these red flags and then come to find out, yeah, whoops, now you gotta evict them. So that's a problem. Okay, that's a problem. So anyway, excited to have the conversation with Chad from Rentify, but a huge shout out to the sponsor of today's podcast, RCN Capital. RCN Capital is a national direct private lender that provides commercial loans for the purchase and refinance of non-owner occupied residential and commercial properties. They specialize in ground-up construction financing, short-term fix and flip, long-term rental financing for real estate investors. Visit www.rcncapital.com for more information. Chad G from Rentify. Welcome to the show, man. How are you doing, dude?
Thanks for having me.
You got it. See, I told you I'd just do the G instead of trying to pronounce Gojevich. Gojevich.
Yeah, that was better the second time. But okay. It's the G. I think I'm going to go on next show and just say the G-man.
I would do the exact same thing, the G-man. We'll keep that consistent for the show today. So give us a little background, man. Tell us a little bit about you and Rentify.
So for me, I'm a serial entrepreneur that started multiple startup companies. I also was in the real estate business. I had a rental unit and I was in the auto industry. We started a company called Tire Wizard that made it easier for car dealers to sell after sales. Did that for a number of years, dominated that industry, and then decided I wanted to go back to the rental business world where I had a rental unit and the challenges of, you know, screening tenants and doing that kind of information. And that was really where this concept got created. And that's why I'm on your show today, is that I found it really difficult to screen tenants and understand their information they're providing you. Is the payroll correct? Do they actually work there full time? Can they afford this place? Is the information correct? And yeah, that was kind of the concept of Rentify and how it started. And we're using kind of bank technology to really give you a whole new experience that people have never thought about. And I really do believe, now that I've done this for the last couple of years, that this is going to be the new way that people are doing screening of tenants for the next 5 to 10 years.
So tough question first. Why should I use Rentify and not the other background check kind of tenant screening providers out there? What makes you guys different?
So what we're doing is we're using 12 months of bank statements. Okay. And we're getting it directly from the institution. So you know 100% that it's correct and accurate. You would be surprised. We even have like 2% of the people where they put in their card and information, which is all completely secure and nobody gets access to it, where it doesn't actually match up with the name and the person who's putting that information in.
That's crazy.
So like, you can imagine what statements, you know, when we started this, I actually looked up just for fun.
Yeah.
Faking bank statements. There's actually like 15 companies that you can hire that will alternate your bank statements.
You've got to be kidding.
Blew my mind.
Who does that?
Like, that's an actual thing.
Now I'm going to look this up. You said faking bank statements.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of companies that kind of do this. So they'll go in and alternate your actual bank statement. So
holy,
the reason
cow.
Ours is most important. Yeah, you could see it. You thought I would be making that
no.
up.
No, yeah. I mean, right off the bat, templatelab.com, 35 editable bank statements. Like, you can download these templates. Yeah, BNI Bank, Jeez, BB&T. Like, look at this. You're BB&T. Like, can you guys see this? Like that. BB&T is right here. That's sick. I never thought of this being a thing. Like, who does this?
Well, because the systems are set up, and it depending on which country you're in and what state and all that kind of stuff, there's professionals in this industry that go place to place and know that they can, you kind of go there, go through the system, takes them a long time to go out and through. And that's really what's been going on. And that's why these places exist. There's obviously a demand if there are people that are doing this. But our system is so unique where we automatically get the information and we analyze it. So we can actually tell you, yes, the person is getting payroll. We can actually tell you how much their monthly income. We can tell you what their closing balance is. We can tell you if they're going into overdraft, any NFs. We can actually tell you if it's government income, if they're paying their bills. And really, what you're trying to find is a responsible person and the way they pay their bills. They pay their bills on time and all that kind of stuff. And that's really what you're kind of looking for. And ours is completely different. Nobody's doing that. There's credit checks out there, but this doesn't tell you that kind of information. And it's one of the most powerful things. And we can actually detect pet transactions. So somebody says, hey, I don't have pets, but we go in and we actually see that in their bank statement. We can tell you if they have pet transactions. And it's really a different way of looking at things. And I believe this is the standard today. And, and when your realtors went out and bought these properties, the banks are actually doing this check on you to make sure you can actually afford the place. So they're actually checking and doing this kind of information. We're just extending it from the banking lending industry into the rental space, which I believe is very important. It needs to be done.
So how many customers do you have right now for Rentify.com?
We have over 10,000 customers.
Wow.
From small, medium, to little, to big. We have all ranges.
So I'm just on your site, and this is really freaking cool. So how does the process work? If I go to Rentify.com and I sign up, what happens next?
So what happens is you'll register, you'll sign up, you'll decide how you want to do it. Landlords can decide small and medium if you want to. We don't charge for as many applicants through. Okay. We only charge for the banking part. So you set up your application the way you want to. You send it out to the tenants. They can be mandatory to do the banking or later. And then they get that link. They put in their information. It's very quick. They answer the questions. They put in the banking card and password. It can be done in 3 minutes and you got your answer. We actually did a study where today it takes 2 hours to validate people's information by the time you call employers and different things. With our system, it's done in 3 minutes. So you actually can move tenants faster through the process than what's being done today. And it's really simple and easy to use.
So
you just get your own unique URL link.
So your clients are property management companies, rental investors. These kind of folks are people that you would want to get in front of, obviously.
Yes, typically our client base, from guys that have one unit to two units to up to 35,000 units. It's all in between we have.
Jeez. Holy cow. So you mentioned a bank check and then a credit check. What's the difference between the two?
So a bank check is directly your bank statement. So it tells you exactly what that person does in their bank account. So you understand how they live, how they are, all that kind of information. It gives the best picture. The problem with credit checks is it's all credit checks is that it's all volunteer. So institutions can say, oh yeah, he did do this or not do this. And it actually hurts some tenants because they may have not paid some bill like 10 years ago. And it gives you a bad score because you didn't want to pay or you got into some divorce. So it's not a great place, or especially in, you know, if you owe money for the medical industry, they'll put that on your credit and hurt you. When with a bank statement, you'll actually see how the person has been living for the last 12 months, up to 24 months, depending on the institution. And that's a better understanding of how the person is. And that's the problem with credit checks. You just don't get enough information that is relevant to what you need today.
So that's interesting. So if I'm a tenant, talk to me about, or if I'm a tenant, a prospective tenant, Walk me through my journey, my user journey with Rentify.com. I get a link in my email, and then I click the link, and I have to do what?
Create an account. You create an account. You put in your name, your contact information, your phone number.
Yeah.
You create a password. You agree to the terms, saying, yes, I will share that information with the landlord.
Yeah.
And then what happens is the landlord will have a specific questions. Okay, how much do you make, and what is your rent? How much did you pay in previous rent? Because we go in and look for those rent payments to prove that you made those payments. And then whatever questions the landlord outside of that wants to ask, then they go to a secure portal that is provided by the banks, where they put in their card and password, and nobody gets access to any of that information, okay. Not even us. Then we get a raw statement. We analyze it all, and we give the landlord the important information that they need. We don't show all the details. We only give all the relevant information to what the landlord needs to make the best decision.
Gotcha. So
it's done.
So I'm assuming everything here is very secured, right? Like, you've got because the tenant is putting in personally identifiable information, you have the disclosures and all that kind of stuff, and it's a secure platform, which means, I'm assuming it's encrypted as well, so there are no major issues then for a landlord or property management company to say, hey, you know, there's some foul play with the technology, or there's some foul play with it not being secure.
Yeah, it's completely encrypted. So we separate the data and the name immediately across each other. We also had to go through audits with banks to actually do this. So it wasn't like, oh, you could do this today, but you actually have to go through a security audit to make sure that none of this information can get leaked and hacked. And what happens is for the potential, we actually, after 30 days, we remove the person's personal information so that even if somebody got in somehow, it gets actually taken away, so you can't identify that information with that individual anymore.
Nice. Okay.
And, you know, I'll tell you the trouble today, and here's what the problem is. People are using SIN numbers they're sending SIN numbers through email.
What's a SIN number? SSN? Is a social security number you're talking about?
Social security number.
Okay.
Across, and they're sending this stuff in emails. Can you imagine how unsecure sending your personal government identifiable information through email to thousands of landlords that are doing credit checks on you? That is the most unsecure way of sending that information. And you can never change that. Once somebody gets that from you,
you're done.
You're done.
Yeah, you're done. I've even seen people PDF it. They'll password protect the PDF and write their social security numbers backwards. I'm like, that's even worse. Like, that's not even any level of encryption. Like, anytime you even use like Gmail or Google, it's not like that's encrypted email. It's like it's convenient, it's fast. Google servers are amazing, but that's not like a secured email.
Yes. And if people are even worried once they've done our process, you can go in and change your password.
Yeah.
You're done. Then it's changed. It's that simple.
Then it works. Dude, G-Man, this has been fun. Think Realty has a partnership with Rentify. If you go to Rentify.com and you type in the code ThinkRealty, you get 20% off of your first purchase, which is super, super cool. So if you're a landlord, you're a property manager, you're managing a couple, one or thousands of units, and you run into these challenges on a regular basis, check out Rentify.com. It makes sense. You would be doing your clients, if you're a property manager, you'd be doing your clients a huge service, and it's also relatively inexpensive. It's very inexpensive for the amount of data that you're getting and for the result that you get. And if you're a landlord, you're an investor, you're worried about pre-screening, you're just worried about tenants, you're like, I don't want to deal with 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, toilet issues. First of all, get yourself a property manager, but secondly, make sure that you screen your tenants properly. This is part of the process. It's like securing your investment. And if you don't do that, then you'll end up having challenges. So Chad, thanks so much, man. I certainly appreciate the time. And we're going to have you back. The G-Man's got to be back.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I
appreciate you having me on your show.
You got it. Guys, we need to have like some kind of, you know, some kind of like end, the outro music for G-Man. I think that'd be great. The G-Man. that works. Cool. Chad, thanks a lot. We'll be in touch. Rentify.com. Use the code ThinkRealty for 20% off of your first purchase. I'll see you, man. The next segment is brought to you by Rentify. Haha. Look at that. We lined that up beautifully. Rentify is a verification platform. All right, I'm just going to say this. If you don't know what Rentify is all about right now, I'm over here. If you don't know what Rentify is about at this point, then just rewind. But I'm going to read this because I've got to you right now. Rentify.com is a verification platform that allows property management companies and real estate investors to instantly verify a prospective renter's financial information. Their bank check report provides a summary of payroll, income, rent, and bill payment history, and highlights red flags such as any payment issues, payday loan activity, frequent overdraft, past bankruptcies, and more. To learn more about Rentify, visit www.trustrentify.com. Use coupon code ThinkRealty for 20% off of your first purchase. So super, super important. I think throughout the podcast, I was saying Rentify.com. It's TrustRentify.com. TrustRentify.com. So on the ThinkRealty blog, Michael Zuber, a friend of Think Realty, wrote a really interesting article about rewarding good tenants. And we're on the topic of landlords, we're on the topic of tenants. Why not reward the good ones? He suggests in this article a couple of ways you can do that. Number one, waive a rent increase. He says, quote, if a tenant is paid on time for 12 months straight, you thank them and tell them their rent increase was going to be X amount and it's now waived and we'll revisit the next year. What a gift, right? I think that's super cool. This way, you're showing loyalty to them for their loyalty to you. You're showing your commitment to them. They're not going anywhere. You want tenants to be with you for a long period of time. This is one way to guarantee that. Number two, be proactive on repairs. I hate it when I used to rent, I hated it when it took 48 hours, 72 hours, a week and a half to schedule somebody to come out, and then they show up between the hours of 9 a.m. and 10 p.m. Don't be that person. Be very proactive and be on time. And he also, one of the last things he talks about is offering to upgrade. Quote, if tenants have been great for multiple years, ask them if they want new paint, new carpet in the bedrooms. It's a small things that you can do. And frankly, do that. Like, it's just the right thing, and you're upgrading your property, you're upgrading your multifamily, if you have a multifamily, quad, duplex, tri, whatever it is, you have an eye on it, and you're upgrading it over a period of a couple of years, and your tenants are happier. So check out this blog article, it's called on Think Realty, called Rewarding Good Tenants by Michael Zuber, and he's a pro investor too, so you should go check him out. That wraps up the show. If you have any questions, certainly get in touch with us at thinkrealty.com. You can find me anywhere online at Abhi Golhar. And got to shout out the sponsor of today's podcast, which is RCN Capital. Now, RCN Capital is a national direct private lender that provides commercial loans for the purchase and refinance of non-owner-occupied residential commercial properties. It includes ground-up new construction financing, short-term fix-and-flip financing, long-term rental financing, and more. Check them out. Go to rcncapital.com. Also, please make sure you attend Think Realty. Let me tell you about the Think Realty Baltimore Conference. It's going to be awesome. It's both live and also virtual. All right, it's live and virtual. So if you don't want to change the same jammies that you've been wearing for the last 2.5 years, first, please at least wash them. They probably smell funky at this point. But you don't have to attend Baltimore live. You could do so from the comfort of your own pajamas. That's right, your second pair of pajamas, because we're actually washing the first pair, right? Go to thinkrealty.com/Baltimore, enter the code podcast, and you get 2 tickets for the price of 1. It's a twofer. It only happens not very often. So this promo is for a very limited time. At the Think Realty Hybrid Conference and Expo in Baltimore on September 18th and 19th. Remember that, September 18th and 19th. Go to your calendar, type in calendar.google.com. Mark these dates down. You will meet top-tier real estate investing pros. You'll be able to network both virtually and live. I love being in person. Like, it is phenomenal. The types of conversations that you have are spectacular. So if you can make it out, please join us. It's going to be excellent. And make sure to use the coupon code podcast for a twofer. Buy one ticket and get two, get another one free. So essentially two tickets for the price of one. ThinkRealty.com/Baltimore. You know where to find us? Think Realty Nation. Until next time, happy investing.